Welcome to the Carve a Monster Hunter podcast, where you can bone up on hunting monsters. Episode 125, I think.
I mean, that's something you keep track of, not me.
I'm your host, Steve. With me is Will.
Good afternoon. It's a beautiful Minneapolis afternoon.
It's very nice here in Milwaukee, too. We're here to talk about some hunting of some monsters. We are recording this Thursday at 5 o'clock. And as of right now, there is no Monster Hunter Rise 2.0. I think it's 2.0. 2.0
game. Wait, no. It wouldn't be a whole 2 point. No.
1.5.
Like a 1.7 or something like that.
So nothing yet. I am sure as soon as we hit publish on this podcast and you guys are listening to it, I am sure the news of the new monsters, Camellios and Apex Rathalos and whatever else they're announcing and the higher HR stuff will be available and somebody will be like, you didn't cover it. And it's like, we recorded too early.
Well, it's just very clear that I've been playing this game completely wrong.
Why? Because you're not there
Because
yet?
I'm not a game gobbler, and I'm just like very slowly enjoying just playing it at my own pace. My reaction last week when you and I and Logan were playing, and you guys were like, I need to unlock all the extra camps in each of the levels, and I was like, oh, I think I found one on this one, and Logan was like, well, there's two on every, and like, two? Two? I had a hard enough time finding one.
See, I always feel bad because I'm like, I know you guys are going to go hunt. What if I just sneak off and find a camp real quick?
I mean, don't feel bad about that. I mean, it is something you should be doing on your own time, but don't feel bad about it. But then, like, what was the, like, I was also in a group online and somebody was like, oh, I found all the secret messages because I just found them just by like wandering around and everything. And I'm just like, I think I found like three of the secret messages. And
I
just
like,
so by chance.
Secret messages?
What? Come on, Steve.
Look, I have read little to nothing in this game.
Wow. Okay.
It's been a month. I haven't touched single player still.
There are around all of the maps, and I think each map has 10. There's these swords with like a little like ribbon tied to the hilt.
Oh, okay.
And when you go to them, it says you got a secret message. Like you got secret message Frosty Islands number 7. And then it goes and then you can go and review them and each one like tells a story.
Oh, I have found those before. I didn't know what they were.
Oh, so you have found some.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Here we go. New segment. Will's secret message tip of the week, the one that I found. There's, okay, so you know the ship, because you complained about the ship. The ship in the Frosty Islands.
Yes.
Okay, if you climb all the way to the top of the mast of the Frosty Island ship, not only will you have a fantastic view, a beautiful view of the Frosty Islands, there's a secret message up there.
You know, I think I've only been on the ship once.
Yeah, I was there because I was complaining. I was like, why aren't you killing this monster? Why are you on the ship? And you're like, I've never been on the ship before.
I was looking for camp. You know, so we posed a question to ourselves last week of whether or not you could join Village Quest. And as soon as we ended the show, we tested it. The answer is you can't. But you were right. When somebody joins a Village Quest in a hub, it does announce it to everyone.
Yeah, it was like Will posted a quest. And
yes.
It's like, yeah, I posted it, but you can't do anything with
it. Right. Yeah, you can't do anything with it. So,
and then I was, I must admit I was wrong because I was looking kind of like overlapping in my head Generations and Generations Ultimate. Generations Ultimate has a very clear in the Village Quest system and even in the G-Rank stuff of like, these are low rank village quests. These are high rank village quests. And I had kind of assumed that carried over into this game, and it doesn't. It's just like there's like no ranking really for the village quests at all.
Again, haven't done single player at all. I've been told that it's low rank.
Dude, you're missing out.
I've been told it's low rank, but I've been told that they wanted people, or I've heard from various articles, IGN, it maybe was IGN or GameSpot, where they said they wanted people just to complete the story, so they made it a little bit easier, but they also gave you the, I think they're called hunting license. And I think we talked about this before. Where if you
license quests.
Yeah, where you can like kind of skip some of the hub stuff and not repeat it.
Of course, I didn't test this because I have been kind of balancing my hub and my village together, but it's like if you get too far ahead in village and haven't done enough hub, you will get a license quest in the village that then unlocks the next star level in the hub. And I think you can get up to a 4-star hub unlock if you do like 6-star village.
Oh,
I think that's where it kind of like ends out.
Off.
So it just gets you right to the beginning of high rank and hub.
I mean, I'm sure that's nice because I'm like, I just think about how time consuming Monster Hunter is. And for myself, I'm 52 hours in. I don't know why Monster Hunter fans always talk about the it's like a very common thing. We always talk about the hours we put into Monster Hunter. I think I'm like 52 hours in at this point, and I still feel like I've done nothing.
I don't know.
I am in the HR7 ones now, and I'm trying to just finish that up before next week, because I would assume either the update is going to come out minutes after we post the show, or the update's going to come out next week. And so I need to do like two more HR7s, and then I would assume I get probably a fake final boss, and then I would assume there would probably be something else, and then the real final boss. That would be my guess, because that's how they always seem to do it. So I'm almost there. I just hunted my boy Rajang.
Oh,
he is as good as ever.
Is that required, or is that one of the ones I can skip? Because you notice how it's like, this may be my faulty memory. Didn't it used to be like the key quests were the key quests? It's like you had to do the key quest to unlock the urgent, but now it's like, we'll give you 7 key quests and you only have to pick 4.
It is like that. Rajang's one of the key quests, but you can skip it. I think there's
nice
7 to do, but you only have to pick 5 or something.
No Rajangs in this house. I ain't messing with that boy.
You know, I remember hunting him in past games. I know they added him to World, and I think they added him to World, post Iceborne, I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember. I remember watching some streamers hunt him like the day he came out, but I stopped playing Iceborne at that point, so I was only watching people. But he was fine. He was okay. He was he exists.
As far as I've gotten, there's something that I've noticed that is very similar to World, right? Not comparable to Generations Ultimate or Generations, because there were like 1,000 armor sets that you could build in those games. But in World and Rise, it seems that there's not a lot of armor sets that give you thunder resistance. Those like Zenogre, Rajang, those guys who are coming at you with the lightning attacks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to build an armor set that's going to allow you to withstand those attacks in these games, just because like there's so many armor sets that have thunder weakness, but you know, just very few that have resist. It's thunder in this game, right? I get so confused with like the Pokemon having electric and lightning. And
I think it's thunder.
I think it's thunder, which is thunder is the noise that lightning makes, which I know is a big issue for you.
Yeah,
so.
Correct. I am not even to the resistance stuff yet. I should be. Well, I will say that maybe because I've played so many Monster Hunters, I've just gotten good. And good, I'm using very loosely. But I would say I've gotten okay at playing a little bit more reserved and not just going in there hog ham smashing buttons. I have always played a little reserve, especially on monsters I've never fought before. Like, there's it's not really a spoiler because they show it in the trailer, but there's like a new spider monster in this game, and I fought them, and most of the match, like, I rarely got hit by them, but I would say that I was very defensive because I just didn't understand how they moved, and by about like 5-6 minutes in, I was like, okay, I think I got this. But I'm not even to the point in the game where I'm switching armors that often, and again, I just got to 7, and I did Rajang, and I did another 7. not that the game is easy, but you don't if you don't get hit, if you have armor weak to thunder and you don't get hit by thunder, you don't have to worry about that. But you definitely do if you do get hit. But I want to get to that point, obviously. But my problem with the early game, especially like low rank and the beginning of high rank, is like I felt like I only had like two choices for light bowgun armor. One was the cowboy set, the Rorgi, and then the other was the Puke Puke set. But by the time you got Puke Puke, that was at the end of low rank, and you're like, why would I build this? Because I'm like one mission away from high rank, and I have to rebuild it again. And then I think the turtle has some okay...
Tyranodon?
Yeah, I think he has some okay...
Tyranodon? But I think this is just another example of how I play the game wrong, because I know there's tons of people out there who are like, don't waste your time building out low rank gear sets because you're just going to throw them all away when you get to high rank. And I'm like, but I like my low rank sets. I like the fine craftsmanship of tailoring my armor and weapon to the monster, even if it's like a Banabra. And I'm like, I'm going to tailor an armor set just for like the perfect confrontation with a Banabra. Do you know what a Banabra is,
Yes,
Steve?
It's the little bug flying thing.
Okay, good.
So I think we share the similarity in, like, we care how we look.
Well, okay, so it's not... honestly, I think it's not how I look, because honestly, I think the... I'm less enjoying the Ludroth armor as time goes on. It just looks kind of dorky. And I really like the... who's Feather Monkey guy?
Bishatten.
Yeah, I really like that armor.
Hot take: Rajing is a more fun fight than that dude.
Debatable. but I just like, I like playing the game slowly and then just enjoying every moment.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I just know that there's so many people out there who are like in a rush to max out their HR and get to the end of that, and I'm like, But then what's next?
I mean, I would, like, as most of our listeners know, I stream on Twitch, so you can watch my bad performance live if you needed that in your life. Most people don't. But even on the, you know, I started playing Monster Hunter Rise a couple days after it came out just because of life. People were already HR7 within 3-4 days. Probably in the first 2 days, right? I mean, the game makes it easy to get there. You just 5 quests, do the urgent, 5 quests, do the urgent, 5 quests, do the urgent. Maybe that piggybacks off, you know, rarely having to change armor or guns. As long as you don't get hit, you're good to go.
I just think it's funny because people do that rush thing and then they complain. They're like, I don't have enough Zenny. I don't have enough village points to get these things that I need. And I'm like, well, if you had gone slow like me and done all these like side missions and everything all slow. And the only time I have run out of Zenny is when I got to the point where I could buy the power charm and the armor charm, because those things are so expensive. But you know what? You buy them once, you have them forever.
Oh, I don't think I bought those. I just spent all my Zenny on ammo.
Are you basic? No power charm? No armor charm?
I have an okay charm that I got rolled from the melding pot thing. I don't remember what it was called.
That's not a charm. That's a talisman.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a talisman?
You're right. It is a talisman. I have a bunch of charms. I have the charms that you... The charms are the gems that you put into the sockets, right?
No. The power charm and the armor charm are inventory items that you carry in your pouch.
Wait, really?
And yeah. And they just increase your armor and your attack. They're just like, but you have to, they take up 2 slots.
What?
And then typically, at some point, you will be able to upgrade them with some monster's component that's going to be a very hard component to get. And then, because like in Monster Hunter World, it was a blow up guy. Bomber dude. He would come in and his little scales. No. His scales would land on the ground and then explode.
The guy who pooped his scales and they would all blow up. Gosh, what was his name?
Yeah.
He was real annoying at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, he was. But then he, yeah, that I think that converted to the power Talon and the armor Talon, which were like even better. I mean, maybe for you, you don't need them because you're doing all the like, I'm going to stand 50 feet away and fling my attacks. But I'm still like deep up in that monster's guts trying to cut out bits and pieces.
Yeah.
I take a lot of hits.
I did play a little bit more hammer since we last talked. And boy, oh boy, do I love that weapon a lot. I will only run a hammer, though. This is my threshold for hammer. If there is, I don't think I've ever hunted this game or played in this game by myself, unless it was, I think I did maybe one or two missions where I needed to find a camp or do something for the submarines. Otherwise, it's always been four players at all times. It's been very easy for me to jump into groups and stuff. I love that. So if there is one bow gunner or bow, I will stay as bow. But if there's two bow gunner / bow, then I will switch to hammer. And I first started the game with hammer, and I played maybe two or three hunts, and everyone else was like, you know, longsword, switch axe, charge blade, like no ranged weapons. And everyone defaulted to dog. When I did those first opening matches in Rise, it was four dogs all set to attack, and then it was three dogs and then three other people because I didn't bring my dog. And everyone was hitting each other, and I was like, I don't want this. I feel bad hitting you. I am frustrated because I'm trying to do my, you know how the hammer has like the 1, 2, 3 and then the spin and then does the final four. Somebody keeps hitting me and I never get to finish that. And that's why. But now I would say people have figured out that they can change their dogs. So some dogs are defenders, some are attack, some are doing this. I don't know what else the dog could do.
I gotta fidget my dog.
And
yeah.
Some people have given up on the dog and they switch to cats because cats can do a bunch of things too. You know, they set traps, boost you, distract. Now when I use the hammer, which is recently, it does even if there's one or two other close range, it doesn't feel as crowded anymore. But man, that first week, it was just like, I can't get a hit in because everyone's hitting each other.
You're doing hammer. I know that horn is another bludgeoning weapon as opposed to a cutting weapon. Are those the only two bludgeoning weapons?
Hammer and horn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there another one that I don't know? Because no. I was thinking, like, if I want to try something other than switch axe, I was thinking, let me do one bludgeon, one ranged weapon or whatever you'd call it, bullet. So I was wondering, like, is there anything besides hammer and horn? Because everybody out there is all about their hammers and horns these days.
Yeah. You know, I rarely see any hammers, at least with the, you know, I'm playing with, you know, a dozen different people a night. I'm rarely seeing any hammers. I'm not seeing any hammers or any lances or any bows. I am seeing a lot of light bow guns.
I think Cole is doing the gun lance, I think. But I will say this. I believe that they have greatly reduced the difficulty level of playing horn.
Yep.
So if people have the option to choose between hammer and horn, they're choosing horn.
That could be possible. I remember trying to get into the horn for World, and the thing that threw me off is just where you're standing when you hit. And it might sound really weird, but at least in like World, with the hammer, it's almost directly in front of you. And with the horn, it always felt like you were in like a golf pose. And you were at like a slight 45 degree. And maybe I'm very weird, but it was...
A golf pose.
Yeah,
okay.
Where you're like slightly sideways when you're swinging. And it totally threw me off. And I was like, I can't do this. I love the hammer, though, so I have no complaints.
Yeah, I mean, you've been hammer dude for quite some time, definitely.
But I love the light bow gun because you can run healing ammo, and that's been really great to sit at a distance, see somebody get knocked or stunned, and then quickly shoot them with healing ammo.
H- How do you aim with these things? That's like, that shows you that I've never tried them. How? Because my aim, you know, on FPSs, I'm terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just like a Destiny or you know, any other shooter. It's just you're in third person, but you just, you know, walk with the left joystick, aim with the right joystick, just like in shooters. I will say that there is an option in the settings that I think it's on by default that is like aim assist.
So okay.
even if I'm like slightly off with the, at least with the healing ammo, it does a pretty good job at like kind of just shifting it over and kind of auto aiming on the person.
Shifting it over. here, Bullets, let me gently move you over to the side.
Yeah, yeah. Have you unlocked all your submarines?
No, I haven't unlocked the third one. I don't. It hasn't come up
I
as an option.
I think it's when you get to HR6 in the hub.
Well, we're a ways off from that.
I think that's where she'll get it.
Well, it's been hard just because I'm moving this week.
Yeah,
right?
So I
haven't had that time to sit and play video games.
You are moving from an apartment to a house.
Correct. I mean, the only Monster Hunter reference I can make to that is if you notice when you first start the game and you and your cat and your dog are sitting there, that's not your house. That's a tent in a in one of the lands. I've did the triangulation to figure that out. Also, if you go back into the tent while you're out on a hunt, it's the same scene. So, I'm still upset that there's no bed in your house in the village that you can go to sleep on. They even had that in World, so I don't know why they gave up on the bed.
In the last, I feel like there are new monsters we haven't talked about yet. Spider, so maybe we'll hold off on that.
No. I got one we can talk about.
Okay.
But before I say, which is your least favorite monster that you've come across in this game?
New? Or old?
Either. Well, let's go with either.
I have
Rajang
avoided...
doesn't count because everybody hates Rajang.
Okay. So at least my least favorite monster in World was Diablos. And obviously I know Diablos existed before World. So I have not hunted Diablos in this game. Not excited to. So far, I don't enjoy hunting Bishtan, the monkey with
Bishtan?
The fruit.
With the fruit! The fruit! You can pick up the fruit. It's fun.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know. I can't put my finger on why I don't like hunting him at all.
For me, he's very similar to, who was the monster in Generations that would stand up on its tail and hop around at you?
Oh, I didn't like that one either. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
what was his
there
name?
You go.
Yeah.
It's not the Jaggy.
No, he's not a Jaggy. Gosh, I can't remember. He was a monkey, though.
Something.
Because there was...
Nah, he wasn't a monkey. He was a lizard. I mean, he was like the Bishaten. Okay, either way. My least favorite, because I was discussing this with my buddy Chris recently. My least favorite of the new monsters is Muddy Buddy.
Oh, that was going to be my second choice.
Snake. That snake, it's not fair. First off... Baroth, he stole all his moves from Baroth, except that he just does it in, like, the most unfair way possible.
He's like Baroth and Gyarados merged into one.
Oh, Gyarados, I forgot about that.
Yes.
But it's like, when he starts doing his, like, I'm going to throw mud all over the place, there's nothing you can do. there's literally if somebody knows of like a skill set or something that will make me be able to walk through mud, because I know they had that in World. Is there a skill set in Rise that will make it so that you can walk through mud?
I don't know. You know what I will say about him is I like how large he is.
Why? Because you just have issues with too many hunters, like yeah. Not enough prey.
Yeah. Oh, I do like the larger monsters. It just kind of gives you more. Space, I guess, to work with.
Exactly.
Bigger target to hit, maybe.
Except all the hammers and horns want the head, and all the slicey diceys want the tail, so...
Yeah, well, I feel like a lot of slicey diceys still don't focus on the tail, and sometimes it's aggravating.
Yes, a little bit. I am also a little upset that the Keizu armor looks really, really cool, but... I don't want to be the dude who's out there wearing Keizu armor.
Does that armor have electric resistance? It might.
I only saw Bishot and does. When I was looking for electric resistance, it was to fight Keizus. So I was didn't have that armor a lot. But it's got the really cool hood. It's really neat.
It's a little glossy. It's a little shiny. Has a real nice
that's
glare.
Okay.
Not a new monster, but I love hunting Zenogre. I like that Zenogre has
always been one of my faves.
Yeah, Zenogre has that mechanic where, you know, it forces you to have a sense of urgency. When it starts charging up, you're like, well, we got to go. Like, we got to stop him from charging, which is always like a fun mechanic.
There are no nets in this game any longer, so you can't scoop bugs off Zenogre. Right, because you used to be able to scoop. Do you just hate the way that I'm saying this?
No, because I completely forgot about that.
No, because you used to have to collect them bugs for things.
I remember. I that has completely left my mind. I remember now that you could do that, and it's just funny.
Yeah, you would scoop bugs off Zenogre. You could mine ore off Eurocdor. Was that the really stony dude, not Barioth, but or not even who's the rock dude that they got in this one?
The one that's stinky.
He lets out gases.
Yeah,
yes.
I can't remember his name. At the top, some on the tip of my tongue.
That's another one that starts with B.
Yeah,
that's confusing.
Barios? No, not Barioth. No.
Oh yeah, because wait, Brachydios is the Muddy Buddy one.
He's the goo. He's the green goo.
Oh, that's right. He's the exploding goo.
Yes, he was the cover monster for 3 Ultimate, I think.
3, yeah, I think.
3 was Legiacris, and then 3 Ultimate, I think, was Brachydios.
Yeah, Baroth is Muddy Buddy 1. Barioth is Ice
Sabertooth
Walrus.
Tiger.
Was
Walrus
something.
Flying Bird.
Yes. Brachydios, yeah. And
I think his name is Barios.
Or
Barios.
I think you're right. Yeah, and he's little stone dude, and he like when he gets mad, he just hides under the ground, but his back doesn't go under the ground, so you can just like blow it up or something.
I will say I like the spider fight a lot. The thing that kind of not frustrates me, but maybe disappoints me is when monsters share similar mechanics. So like an easy one would be like Gyarados and the new Muddy Buddy, like they both do the thing in the mud where they like do a figure eight.
Yeah,
and then like what you said, Muddy Buddy and Baroth, they both do the mud shake.
Yep,
and then the Legombi and the other Honey Bear. They both
Azuros?
Have Azuros. They both not only are they both the same shape, but they both do like the butt slam. They both do the, like, 1-2 claw
I'm
forward.
I'm going to swipe my claws at you, which Volvidion does as well, or Volvidon.
Oh, yeah, yep. He's very much the same, too, those three. And I get, like, sharing the archetypes and stuff, but when I fought the spider, or, like, when you fight Zenogre, like, no other monster that I can think of does what Zenogre does, which is does that, like, huge charge up. Rajang is very unique in what he's doing. Maybe that's why people hate him. And the new spider just has like a bunch of moves that I've never seen anyone else do. Although I'm sure I'm forgetting something. I'm sure somebody's going to be like, well, the spider is very similar to this. Yeah, I'm sure. But at least up to that point in Rise, and if maybe Rise was your first game, the spider is a very unique fight compared to everything prior to that. Everything before that is what I'll say.
Well, I'll tell you when I get there.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to get there. He or she. Spiders, I don't know. I know like Anjanaths are almost always girls. I think Anjanath is always a girl. And Rathalos is always a girl. No, Rathian is always a girl. Rathalos is always a boy.
Yes. I mean, gender differences aren't that frequent in Monster Hunter.
Yeah. not as strong as in like Pokemon. Well, I think that's our show. Sorry there was no news. I'm sure on the plus side, I am confident next week we will be able to talk about the 2.0 update. Unless they're holding out until last minute.
and how I don't get to do those fights because I haven't gotten my level up. Maybe, who knows? Maybe this weekend we'll make a push.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, maybe they don't require... I mean, the number doesn't actually matter, right? Like, you're not stronger between 5 and 8. You just have access to more armor and stuff. So maybe these monsters are just high rank only. Maybe they're... You must be 7 to at least start them. Who knows? You do another podcast, though, Will.
Yes. Drive Check, a Card Fight Vanguard podcast. It is wonderful if you like trading card games that nobody else has ever heard of.
And Will and I both do a Pokemon podcast called It's Super Effective. That comes out every Monday. Otherwise, Will is on Twitter at Washed in the Sink. I am at Twitter at Dragging a Lake. There are a bunch of Amazon plushes. Or sorry, I said that way wrong. There's a bunch of Monster Hunter plushes on Amazon for Rise, including new ones like Gross Hagrid and the Spirit Bird, which is very, very cute, and the Kahoot. I think I tweeted about them on the Carve podcast Twitter, which is at Carve Podcast. Not an affiliate. I'm just letting you know that these plushes exist. I'm not making any money off them. I'm just providing you some simple service. If you need plushes in your life that are related to Monster Hunter, those are on Amazon. Last I checked, I still can't find the amiibos. I'm still mad about that. That'll be my complaint.
Yeah.
Week 5 of no amiibos, or 4, 5. I don't know.
I really need to go to Mall of America since I have now moved closer to it and go into that that GameStop that they have there. That's like the, we don't sell games, we just sell everything else that's not games, GameStop.
Let them know that you need some amiibos.
True.
Otherwise, thank you for listening. Thanks for making it to the end. Hunters, keep on hunting those monsters.
And keep on carving those monsters.